Vidovich painted his first church interior in Split's Cathedral, a church which had special place in his memories. Even as a little boy, he could apprehend the weight of the centuries layered between its walls, the pervasion and power of faith, mystics and artistic fervour, and he felt respect for the works of all those often unknown old masters who survived with them for many centuries. This is why, along with the concrete cathedral, the 70-year-old painter always saw an old one as well, transformed by his memories. And by painting one, he actually conveyed both. He painted them from all possible corners, at dawn, at noon, at dusk. With his sharp eye and mind, he captured the main altar and its angels, the two eternal protectors of the tabernacle, the Romanesque pulpit and its perforated capitals and columns of green porphyry, the ornate Baroque altar by the Venetian sculptor Morlaiter, the Gothic altars and stone bodies of the patron saints of Split, St. Duyam and St. Stache, the chorus and the sacristy. He painted more than 20 pictures in the Cathedral of St. Duye. Painting with thin, layered brushstrokes, he often used lighter planes, uncovered by paint base, thus achieving brighter, translucent, and a vibrant atmosphere. From the cathedral, he moved on to the Franciscan Monastery Church in Polyud, where he painted the chorus above the entrance door of the church, the main altar, the crucifix, the portal with the lunette filled with human figures, and finally, the dark chamber-like library of the monastery. What attracted him in the Church of the Holy Cross was the light, serene and solemn atmosphere created mainly by the restless and sparkling gilt of the tall candle holders carried during a procession.